This is an audio briefing for your AIL 8102 course. This is a deep dive into the team project content itself, what GitHub Copilot actually is, how the NIST framework gets applied to it, and the sources holding the argument together. The team has locked the framework and the scope, so let's spend our time on the substance. The thesis in one breath: the framework is the spine, Copilot is the lens. You're evaluating the NIST AI risk management framework for the software development sector, and you use GitHub Copilot as a real deployed system to test whether the framework can actually hold real governance. Because Copilot is generative, the NIST Generative AI Profile, Document 600-1, comes into scope on top of the core framework. That single fact shapes half the analysis, so keep it in mind throughout. Let's start with Copilot in depth because you need to describe it precisely. First, what it is and is not. GitHub Copilot is the developer tool. It is a different product from Microsoft 365 Copilot, which lives in Word and Excel and Teams and is grounded in a company's internal Microsoft graph. And it's different again from the consumer Windows Copilot, which is a general chatbot. Same brand, three different audiences, three different data pipelines, three different risk surfaces. You evaluate the developer tool only. The origin, briefly. Microsoft acquired GitHub in 2018 for $7.5 billion. Copilot launched as a technical preview in June 2021 and reached general availability in June 2022. GitHub still runs as an independent Microsoft subsidiary. The scale is what makes it a legitimate production case. 20 million all-time users and used by 90% of the Fortune 100. Be exact about that first number, because precision is part of your credibility. It's 20 million all-time users, not monthly active. Microsoft's CEO said it on the July 2025 earnings call, and a GitHub spokesperson confirmed to TechCrunch that it means all-time. Neither company reports how many of those 20 million are still active month to month. There's a separate figure floating around of roughly 4.7 million paid subscribers, but that one couldn't be verified against a primary Microsoft transcript, so it stays out of the deck. Now the scope decision, which is the smartest move in the whole design. Copilot in 2026 is a whole product family: inline autocomplete, chat, a command line tool, a pull request review bot, and an autonomous coding agent that opens its own pull requests. You narrow the evaluation object to the core, the Ineditor code generation engine, meaning inline completion plus Copilot chat. Why that surface? Because it's the one GitHub documents at a governance level in a public artifact they call an application card. The wider agentic product gets named as market evolution and revisited in the conclusions, but it is not evaluated in full. Narrow object deep analysis. Here's the part that gives you real governance meat: the model orchestration layer. Copilot is not a model. It's an orchestration layer that routes to more than 25 generally available models across three vendors, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, plus a fine-tuned in-house model GitHub calls Raptor Mini, which is a tuned version of a small GPT model. And GitHub publishes deprecation and retirement tables, so models age out on dated schedules. Older models get retired on specific dates as newer ones arrive. Model choice also varies by surface. Chat and the agent expose a broad model picker, while inline completion is deliberately curated for low-latency completion models. So the multi-vendor flexibility is real, but it's concentrated in the chat and agent surfaces. Two enterprise governance levers sit on top of that, and both are documented, which is what makes them citable. First, model access policy. An enterprise or organization owner can enable or disable which model providers are even available to their developers. That's a genuine control, not a preference toggle. Second, bring your own key. An enterprise can route Copilot to its own provider keys, its own OpenAI, Azure, Anthropic, or local model endpoints. Under that arrangement, the model provider bills the enterprise directly. That usage sits outside GitHub's normal quota, and the keys live in the local machine's keychain under admin management. That materially changes the data flow and the third-party subprocessor relationship, and that is a direct NIST governed talking point. The honest limit to state: you can describe Copilot system architecture in full, but the internals of the frontier models it orchestrates, their parameters and training recipes, are not disclosed by their vendors, and the roster churns. Name that. It's a governance finding about model risk management, not a hole in your deck. Now, how Copilot works, the describable algorithm at the governance register Hyeji asked for. From the application card, the production pipeline is 4 stages. 1. Input processing. Context is assembled from your cursor position and open tabs into a prompt. 2. Language model analysis. That prompt goes to the selected model. 3. Response generation. 4. Output formatting and the governance critical detail here, verbatim, suggestions are only applied to the file if you explicitly accept them. That pipeline, context assembly, then model, then filters, then human acceptance, is your algorithm. It's a system, not source code, and that's exactly the register the assignment wants. Hyeji gave a 7-item checklist for the methods section. Models, data pipelines, APIs, monitoring, security, logging, and human oversight. Everyone is covered by GitHub's public primary documentation, and this is your strongest section precisely because Copilot is unusually transparent. Let me give you the specifics. Models, the orchestration layer we just covered. Data pipelines, the input processing flow, plus content exclusion controls, GitHub's exclude content from Copilot feature, and retention documented in the Copilot Trust Center. APIs, the Copilot API. GitHub documents that pull request text completion, quote, uses a simple prompt flow leveraging the Copilot API, and the software development kit includes an OpenTelemetry observability page. Monitoring, verbatim. For online evaluation, we deploy candidate models to controlled user segments to measure acceptance rate, shown rate, edit quality, and retention. On top of that, offline evaluation suites and adversarial responsible AI red teaming. Security, verbatim. Input prompts and output completions run through GitHub Copilot's content filters for harmful, offensive, or off-topic content, and for public code matching when enabled, and their risk evaluations include a dedicated code vulnerability category. Logging, enterprise audit logs, searchable, with 180-day retention and streaming to security monitoring systems. But note the documented limit, verbatim. The audit log does not include client session data, such as the prompts a user sends to Copilot locally. That's a real governance blind spot, and you should name it as one, because it's exactly the kind of gap a framework evaluation is supposed to surface. And human oversight verbatim, inline suggestions follow human-in-the-loop principles. Suggestions are only applied when the user explicitly accepts them. No code changes occur without deliberate user action. Human-in-the-loop by design, which is also the hook for the agentic forward look, where that guarantee starts to weaken. Close that section by arguing why the solution is appropriate. The argument is fit, not just function. Human-in-the-loop acceptance, content filters, and curated low-latency completion models genuinely match the risk profile of generating code at editor speed, and the enterprise controls, content exclusion, audit logs, model provider policy, and bring-your-own-key are what make it deployable under real governance. Copilot solves the productivity problem in a form a governance framework can actually get its hands on. That's why it works as the lens, now the heart of the project, how the framework applies. Start with what NIST AI RMF actually is. It's the core framework, Document AI 100-1, released in 2023. It's built on 4 functions, govern, map, measure, and manage. Govern is the culture and policy layer that runs across the other 3. Map is about establishing context and identifying risks. Measure is about analyzing and tracking them. Manage is about acting on them and allocating resources. Underneath sits 7 trustworthiness characteristics a system is supposed to exhibit: valid and reliable, safe, secure and resilient, accountable and transparent, explainable and interpretable, privacy enhanced, and fair with harmful bias managed. And then there's a playbook that breaks each function into subcategories with suggested actions, which is the level where the framework turns into something auditable. Here's what you have to interrogate, because Hyeji wants strengths and limitations, not description. The framework was designed with 4 deliberate choices baked in. It's voluntary, it's rights-preserving, it's non-sector specific, and it's use case agnostic. Each of those is a strength and a limitation at once. Voluntary means broadly adoptable but toothless. Sector-neutral means universal but thin on any specific domain. Those design choices are your evaluation lever. And a currency point worth raising in the conclusions, NIST itself has stated the AIRMF is being revised. You're evaluating a framework whose own author is mid-revision. That's a legitimate limitation, not a gotcha. Because Copilot is generative, the Generative AI Profile 600-1, released July 2024, is in scope. It adds 12 generative AI-specific risk categories and more than 200 suggested actions, covering things like confabulation, data provenance and intellectual property risk, information security, and harmful outputs. This is the material consequence of choosing Copilot over a non-generative case. It pulls a whole extra layer of the framework into your walkthrough. Now the mapping, which is the core of the evaluation. Take Copilot's documented controls and drop them into the four functions. Govern gets the intellectual property and licensing risk, the public code matching filter, the acceptable use and content exclusion policies, and the model provider policy plus bring your own key subprocessor management. Map gets the context of use, code that ships to production, the model vendor supply chain, and that audit log blind spot on local prompts. Measure gets GitHub's own metrics, acceptance rate, edit quality, retention, its red teaming and code vulnerability evaluation, and crucially the independent evidence that measures what the vendor does not. Manage gets human-in-the-loop acceptance, the content filters, and model churn treated as change management. The finding: the framework has a natural slot for most of Copilot's real controls. The interesting part of the evaluation is where it fits cleanly versus where it strains. The assignment also asks you to cover four application dimensions, and each maps to something concrete. AI production is the deployed Copilot service itself. Code and programming scripts is the code it generates and that code's security and IP track record. Data gathering is the context assembly, the content exclusion controls, retention, and the training data. And algorithm design is the pipeline plus the model orchestration layer. Four dimensions, four concrete anchors in the material you already have. Then the software sector governance layer, because the core framework is sector neutral and leans on companions for software. Three of them. The Secure Software Development Framework, SB 800-218 from 2022, General Secure Development Practices. Then 800-218A from 2024, which is the secure development profile built specifically for generative AI and dual-use foundation models, essentially a purpose-built companion for your exact case. And the Secure by Design guidance from the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, from 2023, which pushes security responsibility onto the software producer rather than the customer. The evaluation point. For software specifically, the core AIRMF is thin on secure development detail. The real sector substance lives in 218A. That interplay between a sector-neutral core and its sector profiles is itself one of your findings. Now the evidence, which is where the project gets genuinely interesting, because you have a real vendor versus independent tension, and every side of it is primary sourced. The vendor claim, 55.8% faster task completion with Copilot from Peng and colleagues in 2023, a randomized controlled trial. Note that it's authored by GitHub and Microsoft researchers, so you treat it as the company's claim, the thing the independent work interrogates. On the other side, independent productivity evidence. A randomized trial on early 2025 AI tooling found it actually increased completion time by 19%, that AI tooling slowed experienced developers down, from Meter, Becker and colleagues, 2025. Attribute it honestly. Participants primarily used Cursor Pro and Claude, so it's about AI coding assistance generally, not Copilot specifically. On security, the independent evidence. Pierce and colleagues, at IEEE Security and Privacy in 2022, generated 1,600-plus programs with Copilot across 89 scenarios and found roughly 40% were vulnerable, with the caveat that it tested 2021-era Copilot before today's model layer and vulnerability filter. And the human factor, from Perry and colleagues at the ACM conference in 2023, participants with an AI assistant wrote significantly less secure code, and were more likely to believe they had written secure code, studied on the Copilotera model family rather than Copilot itself. Put those together, and you get the whole point. A governance framework has to hold both the productivity upside and the security and over-reliance downside at the same time. Vendor says faster, independents say slower and less secure, and misplaced confidence on top. Each claim primary sourced. The governance record in the wild is litigation-shaped, not regulator-shaped, and that distinction is itself a finding. The landmark case is Doe versus GitHub, filed in the Northern District of California in 2022, the first major U.S. class action over generative AI training and output, brought on behalf of open-source programmers against GitHub, Microsoft, and OpenAI, alleging open-source license violations. The core copyright management claim, under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, turned on an identicality question: whether the law requires that copies be identical for liability to attach. Judge Tigger dismissed that claim on the ground that Copilot's output is usually a modification rather than an identical copy, and the plaintiffs took that identicality question up to the Ninth Circuit on appeal. The bigger point for your evaluation: software development has no sector regulator. No Highway Safety Administration equivalent, no recalls, no named regulator running investigations. Copilot's accountability record is built from courts and independent security research. It's rich on intellectual property and data provenance questions, thin on regulatory oversight. That gap tells you something real about the limits of framework-based governance when there's no regulator standing behind the framework. Three lessons the evidence teaches. 1. Vendor evidence needs independent counter-evidence. The 55% number only means something sitting next to Meter and Pierce. 2. Governance frameworks lag deployment reality. The agentic shift is already outrunning the human-in-the-loop assumption the current controls rest on. 3. Transparency artifacts, the application card, the published model rosters, the documented audit log limits are what make framework evaluation possible at all. Where disclosure stops, the framework goes blind. A word on the sources, because the discipline behind them is part of the quality. Everything traces to a master tracker of 17 verified sources, and every claim carries a fetched URL and a verbatim quote. 4 groups. The framework primaries. The 4 NIST publications, 100-1, 600-1, 800-218, and 218A, plus the Secure by Design guidance. The GitHub and Microsoft primary sources. The application card, the supported models reference, the model access and bring your own key docs, the launch blog, and the acquisition announcement, all first party. The empirical studies. Peng for the vendor productivity claim, Meter and Becker for the independent counter evidence, Pierce for security, and Perry for the human factor. And the legal source, the Doe versus GitHub order itself. One discipline note worth stating: an external AI-generated guidance document was used only to surface angles. Every claim taken from it was re-verified against a primary source and cited to that source, never to the AI document. That's why the evidence base holds. So, the verdict, which the project essentially writes for itself: does NIST AIRMF support software AI governance? Where it works: it gives real structure to Copilot's actual controls, human-in-the-loop, content filters, red teaming, model provider policy, and the generative AI profile plus 218A supply the generative and software specifics the core lacks. Where it strains: it's voluntary, so no enforcement teeth. Its core is sector neutral, so it leans on companions. It can't see what isn't disclosed, the frontier model internals and the local prompts. It can't reach what no regulator governs, the IP questions left to the courts, and the agentic frontier is eroding the very human-in-the-loop assumption the controls depend on. The one-line close, which is genuinely good: NIST AIRMF is a strong map of the governance terrain for software AI, but a map is not a guardrail, and Copilot shows exactly where the terrain outruns it. That's the project at depth. Framework as spine, Copilot as lens, a real evidence tension at the center, and a verdict with teeth. That's it for this briefing.